about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. Whoa.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Thank you guys all for tuning in. Sorry about that. We were having some engineering issues, but we're all rocking and rolling now. Got a lot to talk about today. But before we talk about anything, I got to talk personal again. So you guys got to hear some personal crap. Hold on a second. Engineers, talk to me. What's going on? All good? You can see it's holiday time. We're still all in holiday mode. All right, I'm on air. If I'm on air, we're good. I'm just talking. All right, so I can hear everything going on in the engineer. There's supposed to be like a little button so I don't hear everybody go, oh, gosh, it's Dahlia on. Do you have to work with her right now? So if you guys are in the studio, just shut it off so I don't have to hear you guys talk. I don't want to hear about who slept with who. All right, is that all shut off? Okay, good. Yeah, your zipper's down too. Thank you. All right, got a lot to talk about today. Now, I kind of had like a little bit of another little cancer scare. It's really small and dingy. Apparently, I had a little mole that I guess was precancerous. No! Yeah, okay, no big deal. Got cut out. In fact, I cut it out myself. I was kind of freaked out by it, so I took my left hand, and I'm right-handed, and I numbed it up, and I used a punch biopsy and all that. I had my husband help and my kids help. It was a nice family thing, you know, something to do for Christmas, so it was pretty nice. Now, but what's kind of, the reason why I'm sharing that with you guys, it's not because I don't have any material today. I got a lot of material. We got a lot to talk about today, but it was one of those things where the mole kind of called to you, right? It was one of those things that was kind of dysplastic. And a quote-unquote dysplastic mole could later turn to anaplastic and then cancer. And so if we have something like that, then, okay, that's some scary, scary stuff. And I know somebody like, oh, you're not going to get Obamacare. No, I'll still get Obamacare when I'm, I guess, whenever I feel like it. I don't want to purchase Obamacare because it's too expensive. But the reason why I'm telling you guys this is, you don't look at yourselves. You don't look at your body. Now, this was on the elbow, so don't worry. I wasn't sitting there, you know, trying to put my heel behind my head or anything like that. But, I mean, this was just something that was there. And I know this is going to be a little too personal, but the reason why I found it is, I don't know, for those of you guys who know me personally, I get hair on my arms. A lot of girls do. And like a lot of women, we try to hide certain things so you guys think we're hairless. So I was shaving my arms. I'm serious. I'm just, you know, I got some, you see the peach fuzz? You can even see it. Can you hear it? See, that's some hair. So what happened is I shaved like the part of my arm, and I know this isn't that ladylike. So I was shaving part of that, and all of a sudden there was this little something there. And I mean, we're talking like a couple millimeters. And I was like, okay, well, it doesn't look right to me. It looks kind of funny. And so, boom. All right, cut the sucker out with my left hand. Now, mind you, okay, don't look at the scar because I'm right-handed. So cutting a mole out with your left hand is not going to look that pretty. But the reason why I'm telling you, the moral to the story is shave. And then look under your shave. I know a lot of you guys are like, no, I like my hairy chest. I like my hairy back. A lot of women do. I mean, you know, hair is sexy. But what if you have, like, moles under there? Okay? I mean, to think that I could have been running around with a melanoma near my elbow, that's some pretty scary stuff. Now, I know some of you are like, you know, Dahlia, that's really, really gross. We don't really need to hear about that kind of stuff. Well, no, I think you should. Okay, that's what the show is about. This show is about how I don't sit here on my high horse acting like I'm the guru of health and I'm the epitome of health and you all need to go run to the doctor and do as I say. No, the purpose of the show is to say I got real stuff too. And if I could sit here and have a pre-melanoma or whatever the hell growing on me and just by the luck of the draw I see it because I get rid of some unwanted hair, okay, you guys may be having the same problem too. Now, of course, since then, I've found like seven other moles that I, bald eagle, for those of you who asked. But anyway, you know, and I'm now looking around, and I think I have another mole on my arm. I'm going to probably, yeah, I could go to a dermatologist, but mind you, my deductible's going up. So I'm going to kind of, you know, let my kids practice. I got a kid that wants to go to medical school. I don't care. It's not like I'm a model, so I'm going to let him practice. But I want you guys going on mole patrol. I know it's kind of wintertime. It's Christmas, New Year's time. We don't really talk about this. We talk about the flu. We talk about the cold. We talk about hypothermia. We talk about hemorrhoids. We talk about the in-laws. I mean, just a quick 2 seconds on could be melanomas. Now, true, if I have a dysplastic lesion, doesn't mean it's going to come, you know, turn to cancer. But what it means is the cells were starting to look funny. And with the cells starting to look funny, all right, I mean, who wants to mess with that one? All right, and your arms are out in the sun a lot. I know you guys look at me and you're like, I'm as pale as can be, you know. But it just kind of freaks me out that something like that could be just sitting there growing on you. Now, I've already had a couple cancer scares. Thank God everything was benign. But once you're told you have a tumor, it kind of freaks you out. And for those of you with tumors right now, I kind of get what you're going through. Not, I mean, God forbid any of us should really, really be suffering from any sort of cancer right now. And I can understand that those who are really feeling a lot more fear than I ever could with my stupid little mini mole, right? That was acting all dysplastic. But I gotta tell you, it's a very frustrating sort of concept that you have something that's a little bit chaotic growing in you or on you. And so for those of you who've been diagnosed with prostate cancer or who are at risk for breast cancer or had a colonic polyp and the doctor says, yeah, you have precancer. We're going to see you in a few months. Bye. And you're sitting there at home kind of biting your nails. I get that. You know, I mean, we really as doctors need to show a little bit more empathy. And we think we do. But you don't until you feel that way. I have a patient who has had three areas of melanoma. She sees the skin doctor at UCLA. She gets that treated. But, I mean, she's got moles all over her body, and many of them look dysplastic and kind of kooky to me. I mean, I would just peel her whole skin off. I'm just scared by all her moles. You know, but imagine just going home, sitting there thinking that something could be doing that. And it freaks you out. I don't want everybody paranoid. But all I'm saying is, you know, if you feel like it's something's getting blown off, don't blow it off. Okay? Be aggressive about it. If you feel like it doesn't have to be aggressively addressed, then, I mean, I guess don't. Did I wrap that up nicely? I didn't. I screwed that one up. Don't go away. I'll be better after the break. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Who says things can't go down before they go up? The freeze-dry guy, that's who. The freeze-dry guy has just learned of a 2014 manufacturer's price increase on Mountain House freeze-dried foods. So what is he doing about Mountain House food prices going up? The freeze-dry guy is bringing down prices, 20% down for the rest of 2013. Delicious freeze-dried foods like beef stroganoff, green beans, and lasagna with meat sauce are 20% off through December 31st. Freeze-dried peas, diced chicken, and more are 20% off now through December 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com, or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Hurry before Mountain House's 2014 prices. Load up now on tasty freeze-dried foods with a guaranteed shelf life of 25 years or more. Who says ending your year on a down note isn't a good thing? Get Mountain House food down 20% only at freezedryguy.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Who says things can't go down before they go up? The Freeze-Dry Guy, that's who. The Freeze-Dry Guy has just learned of a 2014 manufacturer's price increase on Mountain House freeze-dried foods. So what is he doing about Mountain House food prices going up? The Freeze-Dry Guy is bringing down prices, 20% down for the rest of 2013. Delicious freeze-dried foods like beef stroganoff, green beans, and lasagna with meat sauce are 20% off through December 31st. Freeze-dried peas, diced chicken, and more are 20% off now through December 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com, or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Hurry before Mountain House's 2014 prices. Load up now on tasty freeze-dried foods with a guaranteed shelf life of 25 years or more. Who says ending your year on a down note isn't a good thing? Get Mountain House food down 20% only at freezedryguy.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Kyle, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. I know you guys have other choices out there, and I really, really appreciate you not acting on them. Oh, man, follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I guess stuff to talk about today is we got a drink that I guess acts like a gastric band that could help you lose weight. It's a certain health drink that I guess is supposed to keep you full. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about how kids, now that we adults are on Facebook, they don't want to be on Facebook anymore. I think there's all these other sort of like Snapchat and Instagram and all that. And so for those of us who are trying to spy on our kids on Facebook, no good because the kids are moving. I mean, these kids are getting smarter and smarter. Aren't they getting wily? You know, my kids too. You know, I'm like, oh yeah, you know, I'll be like your older sister on Facebook. They're like, no mom, we don't do Facebook. That's for old folks. And I'm like, wait a second. I thought I was cool being on Facebook. I guess not. Right? Then a woman runs 310 miles in 3 days without sleeping. We'll talk about that. Duck Dynasty is going to be back on the air with Phil Robertson. I think their new season is supposed to be airing in January, but they are going to go and forward using Phil Robertson, ending his suspension after he had made remarks about gays and blacks in an interview to GQ. Family stood by him and said, hell no, we'll go too. And I guess A&E is going to resume filming with Phil Robertson. I don't really know if people still want to talk about that story. I think it's been talked to death. This, though, is really, really cool. This one here. All right. Scientists may be able to identify criminal by enhancing the reflection in the victim's eye by zooming in on photos, okay? This is something that I know a lot of you are like, well, duh. So I guess if somebody takes a picture, right, of somebody and then later that night they get killed, you could zoom in on the eye of the victim earlier that evening and see who was in the room. Wow, you thought satellite and GPS was really, really cool. Okay, so as you can see, we got a lot to talk about. Never too little, though, to talk about. I don't even know where I'm going with that. You see, this is what happens when I take a few days off radio. I forget how to talk. What do you mean my show wasn't that better even before then? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This story came out saying the U.S. spends 5 times more than England on antibiotics for kids. All right. Why do we spend more money on antibiotics here in the States? Is it because we have fancier medications? Is it because we prescribe them more? Well, they say researchers looked at data from 160,000 U.S. and U.K. children younger than 10 years old who were prescribed one or more drugs back in 2009. They said antibiotics were given to 75% of the U.S. children and 50% of the U.K. children. They said the estimated cost of antibiotics covered by private insurers in the U.S. was more than $2.4 million, but in the U.K., $480,000. Now, mind you, there are more people in America than the U.K., but I think they already accounted for that. For those of you who are falling all over each other trying to find the article, it's in Journal Pharmacotherapy. Good read, by the way. They said the antibiotics commonly prescribed in the U.S. were more expensive and taken for longer lengths of time. Did you guys know that I was told at one time to give somebody with chronic sore throats 30 days of antibiotics? I never did. But 30 days of antibiotics. Just take the tonsils out. You know, I really miss some of the old style medicine, okay? We would just cut stuff out, right? You know, I mean, that's the attitude I'm having now with moles. I need to shave my arms again. But any mole, see, I shave my legs a lot more often than you think, and I don't have moles on there. But I got to tell you, this arm thing, damn. But, I mean, you know, you just wonder. I mean, in the olden days, they did the bloodletting. Something I wanted to bring on Pawn Stars was my bloodletting tools that I have from the 1800s. The scarificator that has multiple little blades, the little lancet one that snaps, and then, of course, the old bloodletting instrument from the 1700s that I have made of brass. Phenomenal stuff, phenomenal pieces that I have because they're mine. So, of course, I'm calling them phenomenal. But and phenomenal is an easy word to say without lisping. But the idea of rather than putting something in, taking something out has long preceded much of our current thinking in medicine. You know, being an MD, an allopathic physician, you know, we learn about what to put inside our body. And my day out of my college days, okay, we won't go there. But anyway, you know, so you learn about taking the pills, right? You learn about, let's say nitroglycerin to dilate the arteries and things like that. And I get that. Pills are great. I'm a huge fan of pills because, you know, they prevent a lot of surgery and cutting and all that. But I mean, you know, what if we just need to cut more? Now, here's an example. Okay? You have kids with chronic ear infections. Now, I'm not a big fan of putting kids under in the anesthesia, and I know it scares a lot of people that things could happen with anesthesia, like we've been talking about with this young girl who unfortunately went into cardiac arrest, you know, after her tonsillectomy surgery, and it has been declared brain dead. So, you know, I understand surgery has risks, you know, et cetera. But, you know, I wouldn't be surprised as Obamacare and socialized medicine takes over that we're going to have more and more recommendations by researchers and scientists to, for ear infections, just go and drain. You know, I was trained at UCLA head and neck. I did my head and neck rotation at UCLA in my fourth year medical school. I had gone to UNR, but I did my fourth year training at UCLA. And you would do a tympanostomy. I mean, you would open up, you would stick a needle in the tympanic membrane and let it drain. Okay, you can do that. Okay, and then your body will fight the infection and you don't need antibiotics. Now, most kids don't want a needle in their eardrum. And I mean, how many times do you want to poke an eardrum? But that was the idea of the tympanostomy tubes, where you have the ear tubes. And they, you know, you put the ear tubes in and hopefully the kids don't seem to get infection. Then the tubes just fall out and they're blue and they're cute. And, you know, sometimes they're different colors. But, you know, it's kind of interesting to see this back and forth. Okay, we write a lot of medications. The antibiotics are expensive. We may be overwriting antibiotics, and we overuse antibiotics. Now we have superbugs, and as we're trying to fight the superbugs, we may start to see more cutting. You know, I was at a derm conference about 8 years ago, and no, I actually sat in and learned something, and they were talking about how this MRSA, this was before we started to have more and more antibiotics resistant to it. They said, you know, you really don't need antibiotics for MSRA, just drain the wound and then put Vaseline on it. And I'm like, really? They said, yeah, just drain the MRSA boil, the big nasty abscess, just drain it and stick some Vaseline on it. There was a study that showed that worked. Now, mind you, I practice in Las Vegas, Nevada, okay? And at the time, with all the, you know, highly litigious and a lot of the lawsuits out there, there is no way I would have had the cojones to come back to a person with MRSA and say, look, I'm going to stick a needle in it, I'm going to drain it, and then we're going to just throw some KY. No. There's no way. Again, you know, and the lawsuits here in America, I think, are far more than they happen elsewhere. So, yeah, you're going to have people play it safe and do the antibiotics and do longer forms, etc. But, you know, with what we're going to be seeing with Obamacare, don't think that the antibiotic writing is going to be less. Think about it. If most of us can't afford the insurance or can't afford the deductible, we're not going to opt for the tonsillectomy. We're not going to opt for the tympanostomy tubes, the ear tubes. We're not going to opt for the sinus surgery. Not that all sinus surgeries are first choice. I mean, you know, sinus surgery I would probably do more as a last resort. We're not going to opt to get the discectomy or the laminectomy or the fusion for our back pain. We're going to want the pills. So while the government and many of these agencies and many legislators are trying to legislate less pills, all right, less medication, right, we're going to actually see more of that because it's going to be the cheaper way to go. And maybe a lot of us will be more cured with cutting. Now, I'm not saying everybody has to go and have back surgery, all right? I can already see some of you guys get ticked. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. I'm not saying just run and have back surgery, etc. But if we're having all these issues now where too many people are on narcotics or too many antibiotics are being used or too many antibiotics are being prescribed, then the next form of medicine is going to be more of a hands-on approach. Is anybody going to come up with some sort of a bronchial wash? If bronchitis is being overtreated with the Z-Pak, and most bronchitises are viral, but I get it. A lot of us need a Z-Pak for a bronchitis, and the Z-Pak makes it go away. All right, maybe they'll come up with some sort of a bronchial wash, or maybe they'll come up with some sort of an inhaler that could do a direct administration to the lungs so we're not taking pills and then causing extra resistance. You know, I mean, it's interesting to see where medicine's going to go. Well, I find it interesting. If you don't, tough. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we have an iPhone app, we have an Android app, and I'm on 5 days a week. I know I'm going to be off New Year's Day, and I may take another day or two off radio, but you guys really don't miss me, do you? Usually our best ofs are pretty good. Michael wants to know if he should have his epididymis removed. Why? Chronic infection. Okay, I want to, you could call in 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. It's not on the line. Having your epididymis removed, that's a rough one. Yeah, I think you can. All right, you guys know what an epididymis is? All right, everybody feel your testicle. It's a coiled tube, kind of, right? It feels like kind of a bag of worms. I don't know. I don't have one. Okay, but in theory, that's what I hear. And it's the one that kind of, you know, carries the sperm, you know, the sperm will make of the testicle, and then it stores it and carries it. And epididymitis is chronic inflammation of that. That's where, you know, your scrotum starts to hurt. The testicle seems to hurt. It's usually kind of one side versus both. I rarely see bilateral. I have seen chronic, where chronically the same one, you know, is painful. Sometimes it's difficult to sit. I don't want that mixed up, though, with the prostatitis. Epididymitis, you can really kind of tell because the testicle itself is tender. Always concerning when your testicle is tender because we want to make sure you don't have any torsion or anything else. Usually we could give you antibiotics, but if you're having chronic epididymitis, I'd talk to your urologist, but yes, I have heard of people taking their epididymis out. I wouldn't do it yourself like I did with my mole. I would probably have a specialist do that because, I mean, you're really going in. It's not funny. It's really kind of scary thing. I would also recommend, sorry, it's not funny. I would recommend, this really isn't funny. This is serious stuff, people. Come on. Quit giggling. Recommend an ultrasound of the testicle. I'm sorry. Come on. Testicles need to be ultrasounded so you know that there's nothing else going on and you know that there's no torsion. Again, I'm a huge fan of the pill. What I recommend you guys do is if you do suffer from epididymitis, you have an epididymis, but the epididymis getting inflamed or infected is epididymitis. Have any of you guys had epididymitis? 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Yeah, it's not fun. We actually recommend that you don't do, you know how I love boxers and boxer briefs? I make sure my family wears those because I don't know, the tidy whities really bother me because everybody leaves their underwear on the ground and you really don't want to have to look at what was there with the skate marks. So I tell everybody to kind of wear dark colored underwear in my house. But you should kind of elevate the scrotum, we say, to elevate the scrotum. And you don't have to do it with your hand. When you, I'm sorry. This isn't even funny, people. Stop making me laugh. You guys are making me laugh. I'm not laughing. It's very painful when you have this because the testicle gets pulled down and it's inflamed. So what you do is you wear like an athletic supporter or something to help keep it up. And we say elevate the scrotum. And try to avoid having sex. I know it's really not supposed to be like STD, but you could get chlamydia. You could even get tuberculosis, epididymitis. And I don't really know how you get tuberculosis in there. My guess is it travels in the body as opposed to an oral transmission. But again, this is a family show. You could also apply cold packs to your scrotum. You want to make sure you don't frostbite anything. Because that's not good. Don't frostbite anything. By the way, speaking of scrotum, I gotta tell you, I was so impressed with the bodies exhibit at the Luxor. Have you guys seen that? I talked about it the other day on air. The bodies exhibit is phenomenal. It's kind of pricey, so if you could get 2-for-1 tickets or local discount or a say you know Dr. Dahlia, I don't know, whatever you could do to try to get a discount, because it's kind of expensive, but oh my gosh. Wow. I mean, you know, I was in anatomy and I was in cadaver lab, obviously. You know, when I was in medical school, I hung out a lot in the cadaver lab. I even made out in it. But the cadaver lab, you work with the bodies, you dissect the nerves and the blood vessels and the heart and the pericardium and the brain tissues and the, I mean, it's exciting, but you don't get to see it in such vibrant color and as cleanly dissected as you do with the bodies exhibit. And I know there's bodies exhibits throughout the country. I know many of you listen to this show throughout the country, so if you do have a bodies exhibit where you live, I live in Las Vegas, so I went to the one here on Christmas Eve. It was phenomenal. And I mean, they show you everything. So there's a real good epididymis, and I believe a vas deferens and testicle on one of them. You also have one body that actually has had some orthopedic surgery and, you know, rods in his leg and hip. It was pretty cool. One, I think, had a hip replacement. You get to see fetuses at certain levels of birth. You get to see, whoever dissected this, these guys were brilliant. Real art. They're modern day Michelangelos. Just phenomenal. You know, when I was in cadaver lab, it stinks. You know how they say youth is wasted on the young? I think I might have been too young to go to medical school. We don't make jokes. We're actually very serious people. I make a lot of jokes now, and I giggle a lot. But when you're actually in that frame of mind, when you're in medical school, you are so scared that, yeah, I made a lot of jokes in class, but when it came to the seriousness of the cadaver, it was serious stuff. So I think I was late. I don't know what happened, and I was the first one of my group, so our whole group was late. We were real slackers, and we had to come up to our cadaver, and it was the day where we had to remove the rib cage. Now, of course, I was late, so I didn't see the instruction on how to remove the ribcage. So it was my turn to be with the cadaver, and I knew I was late, so I was going to remove the ribcage double time. So I took out rib 3 right, then rib 4 left, rib 8 right, rib left 2. So I'm just taking off the ribs, and I'm putting them all nicely, etc., you know, so I could catch up with everybody, so I could already start looking at the lungs and the pericardium. And then Mr. Malarkey, who was our anatomy teacher, may rest in peace, comes over. He always was walking around with a big knife. He was a scary man. And, you know, he's like, Dahlia, what the hell are you doing? I'm like, well, I'm removing the ribs. And he's like, you were supposed to remove the rib cage as a cage, like a whole thing, so you can put it all back. How are you going to put the ribs back? Show me how you're going to put the ribs back. So I start putting the ribs back, and they're falling, you know, into the lungs, and they're falling all over the place, and I felt really, really bad. I mean, I almost cried that night because I really felt bad that I dissected my cadaver wrong. So, I mean, you really, I know y'all are thinking I'm an idiot, but I was. That was pretty idiotic of me. You're supposed to take the rib cage off. I was supposed to cut around the outside, and I think we could have even used a bone saw. I had no idea, but it was so hard to do that I was just taking ribs, because, I mean, I've eaten ribs before. You just take the rib, I mean, you pull the rib off, and that's what I was doing. And so, you know, and I prayed and I asked God for forgiveness, and, you know, because I didn't want any abnormal dissection to be construed as disrespect of the body that was there in the cadaver lab. But I really made up for it. I spent a lot of time with my cadaver. I talked to him a lot, and we became really good buddies. But that's medical school for you. So where was I going with this? Oh yeah, epididymitis. If you think you need the epididymis removed, don't do anything without talking to your urologist. 1-877 Doc Dolly. 1-877 DOCDALI. Leave me alone. Okay. This is some pretty cool stuff. There's a new study that shows the pupils. If you look at the pupils, now you guys know what the pupils are of the eye, right? You know, so you got your cornea, right? That's overlying the eye. You got the conjunctiva. You have the iris, which is the pretty blue or brown or whatnot, right? And then you have the pupil, the black part of the eye that dilates when it's dark, closes in when it's light, just like what your camera would do, right? Then you have the lens, of course. And so these CSI type researchers have been able to see that you could actually get the image of people from the eye using certain resolution techniques. Now, I thought once you do a photograph, you're screwed, right? I mean, you know, I get that all the time. You know, Dahlia, we can't do your headshot because it was done on a crappy camera. And I'm like, well, yeah, the camera was my iPhone. But we'll probably talk about this later in the week because I want to hit more medical news. But just, you know, realize if you're doing selfies or something with somebody you're going to hurt later, you're going to be in that view. So just don't do it. Think twice. 1-877 Doc Dolly. We'll be right back.
Who says things can't go down before they go up? The Freeze-Dry Guy, that's who. The Freeze-Dry Guy has just learned of a 2014 manufacturer's price increase on Mountain House freeze-dried foods. So what is he doing about Mountain House food prices going up? The Freeze-Dry Guy is bringing down prices, 20% down for the rest of 2013. Delicious freeze-dried foods like beef stroganoff, green beans, and lasagna with meat sauce are 20% off through December 31st. Freeze-dried peas, diced chicken, and more are 20% off now through December 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com, or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Hurry before Mountain House's 2014 prices. Load up now on tasty freeze-dried foods with a guaranteed shelf life of 25 years or more. Who says ending your year on a down note isn't a good thing? Get Mountain House food down 20% only at freezedryguy.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, it looks like some of you have been trying to call in. I didn't know we were having issues with our phone lines. I'll tell the engineers I apologize. Thank you for letting me know. I'm trying to see if we have an alternate number. Usually the 1-877-DOC-DALI should work. I'll write a little note to my engineer. I'm sorry about that. You know what, guys? Just try it again. They say the lines are up and working. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But one of you wants me to talk about the unemployment benefit issue. I got to be honest with you. You know, I was so distracted with the holidays and the whole Duck Dynasty thing that I didn't realize that in the news today, all of a sudden we found out that, I guess, 1.3 million Americans are losing their jobless benefits today. I had no idea. I guess they say anyone, this is being reported by LA Times, anyone who has been collecting unemployment for more than 26 weeks loses benefits, which will affect 1.3 million people. They say several million more people are expected to be hitting this over the year, over, I guess, the next few months. And the Obama administration thinks by the end of 2014, almost 5 million people will have been affected. And why this is going on, according to this one site, is, I guess, you know, unemployment's been around since the 30s, okay? And we've talked about that, and part of the kind of the whole New Deal programs and later Social Security, et cetera. And I guess usually the federal government and the states provide the 26 weeks of unemployment benefits, okay? And this comes from employer payroll taxes, et cetera. And many of us employers, it's funny, we'll get notes from people who haven't worked for us for a year or two, right? But we're being told that, they are collecting the unemployment from previous paycheck or from previous payroll taxes. It goes into one big lump sum from what I understand. And so you could have an employee that's only been with you for a week or two, but that doesn't draw from the payroll tax lump that you have. It could draw from a prior employer. So there's supposed to be money, I guess, from somewhere with this, right? Okay. All right. And then from what we understand, back in 2008, Congress approved a 13-week extension. Then recession worsened. So Congress passed additional expansions until, like many of you remember, we got to a 99-week of coverage. Since then, and a lot of us have not realized this, it's been being scaled back. And I guess Nevada had offered about 73 weeks of benefits, unemployment benefits, Illinois, I think 73 weeks, California, 63 weeks, etc. And so I guess if all the extensions expire, all the states are going to go back to, I guess, 26 weeks or fewer. So the states they think that'll be hit the hardest will be Nevada, California, Illinois, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, etc., because we appear to have higher than average percentages of long-term unemployed people. So people being out of work longer than 6 months are going to be the ones that are pretty affected. Now, I think Dean Heller, my senator from my state, and you know other people in the Senate as well as Congress are trying to work on an extension for this. So I'm sure we'll hear about that by the end of the weekend. I mean, that just you know with the whole deadline and the fiscal cliff and all sorts of other stuff that seems to happen. You know, Congress works itself out. Okay, I'm not that worried. But it is. It's kind of scary for those of you that are still collecting benefits. I really think the unemployment situation needs to be completely revamped, and I've talked to you guys about how, you know, there should be tons of, and I've talked about this on the show a lot, where I feel what would be a great plan is as soon as you get fired or as soon as you leave your job, you report to a government post for work. And that work, right, would pay you the same as unemployment would. But they would provide daycare. So you could have the daycare facility right there where you work. So then all these things that the government pays contractors, right, millions of dollars to do because somebody inflates the price, which is ridiculous, could be done by those of us who are collecting unemployment checks. Okay, and maybe they should even pay more. I don't know what unemployment pays, 2/3. Maybe they could just pay whatever you made, whatever you were making at your current job. You report to a government post, and that's what you get paid. And at that government post, you do the job, whether it's clerical, whether it's, I mean, whatever kind of equates to the type of job you did, you do it for one of the government agencies. And I understand there's clearance and security issues, so these would be a low security type of, I guess, facility that would offer similar work. Have the babysitting, and we would probably save millions upon billions of dollars on all the other stuff that the government, you know, spends on. And rather than people sitting at home collecting unemployment, they're working. And they're out there and they're meeting people and they're not, you know, now of course people aren't disabled or veterans or people who injured themselves. We're talking about those of us who lose our jobs during the recession and have to go to collect unemployment. Right? And then we have to wait a week or two to get unemployment. Then we get nervous about the benefits stopping. The benefits will never stop because you're working. The only problem with that idea, and I know many of you already have a problem with my idea, is that, what if you don't work and you get fired? Well, then, I mean, if you don't do the said job, okay, I mean, then you don't get paid. I mean, that's how it works. But, you know, if we're having all these people on 99 plus weeks of unemployment, you know how much work has to be done? And I'm not saying Obamacare. We wouldn't hire you to work, to be, you know, Obamacare reps. But there's tons of things. I can't even mention them all that could be done that we use government workers for. And then it's not considered just money being doled out. You lose your job, on Monday you report to the government post, and you'll still get paid. Bring the baby, there's daycare. I don't understand why we don't have that sort of system. And because I think that's got to be really scary for you to be, expecting your unemployment check, and then all of a sudden, boom, it stops. Right? I mean, and job training. I mean, we could be spending our money, our government dollars, so much smarter. I don't understand. It really blows my mind. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I want to talk about this drink real quick that's supposed to help you lose weight. I know I want to buy 10 of them. I'm trying to find that article, though. I guess it was some sort of a drink that, and I apologize if I lost the site. My computer is really crappy. All right, here we go. Apparently, the makers of Full and Slim say this drink works by expanding in the stomach to convince the drinker they are full. So it kind of acts like bariatric surgery, except without the surgery. All right. They also think it'll allow you to absorb less fat, less cholesterol, because the drink contains L-carnitine. L-carnitine is an amino acid that helps burn fat and turn it into energy. It also has glucomannan, which is, I guess, this kind of super fiber, and it's derived from the tuberous roots of the konjac plant, not Kojak, konjac. And I guess when it comes into contact with water, it increases in volume like a sponge, becomes gel-like. We talked about this when they were studying this about a year or two ago. It causes the food then to move more slowly through the digestive system. This in turn self-controls levels of sugar going into the bloodstream, etc., being reported by Daily Mail. So makers say that the 500 women who drank the supplement before each meal, 70% lost about 20 pounds in about 6 weeks. Are you kidding me? That's a lot of weight. And it mimics the effects of gastric band. Now, of course, we need to take a look and see, you know, how much of this glucomannan you're allowed to take. Are there any long-term side effects with that? But, you know, can you imagine, you know, rather than just drinking these shakes that are supposed to make you feel full, something that is really filling you up. It's a phenomenal idea. But, you know, I know. I don't know if I don't invest in stock. No, I don't have money to invest. All right, guys, have a great rest of the day. More Dr. Dahlia at my next broadcast hour. You all be safe and God bless.
Hang me down. Hang me down. You don't hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from a box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us.
us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.